Hey, welcome back to the Tailgates and Touchdown podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Williams. We've got our Coach Holmes next to me.
What's going on? Glad to be back. Another year, another adventure.
Week one, but we got a little week zero beforehand. Some good games.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska.
Northwestern and Ireland.
Yeah.
Loved it, man. You know, Scott Frost being Scott Frost, finding a way to lose ball games. Hadn't been the same coach ever since he left UCF. But Northwestern has been that team to me that always end up finding a way to upset people. The program there, I love the Ireland flag helmets they had too, man. It looked really cool. Looked like it was a great game. Looked like it had a good atmosphere, even though being in another country. Very exciting game to watch, a good opening game to watch as well, in my opinion, for the start of the 2022 season.
That's right. I think Scott Frost probably going to get fired, but this Tailgates and Touchdowns podcast is about SEC. So let's talk about Vanderbilt and Hawaii.
Man.
This is what Vanderbilt needed.
No doubt. I mean, you know, Mike Lee making the announcement, like, Vandy's coming. Like, before you know it, Vandy's going to be a top program in the country. And, you know, everybody's like, hold the brakes. Now, again, beating Hawaii 63-10 isn't taking you there, but it's a good start where Vandy has lost games to teams like this. But how about Mike Wright, man? Like, throwing 13 for 21 for two touchdowns and then rushing for 163 yards. Love the offense they adapted with him, turning kind of into a triple team. Made him have some good reads. Love the little whip smash concept, switching the receivers up and making very easy throws and making them wide open. I was very excited to see them. And you know what team plays Hawaii in 2 weeks?
Who's that?
Michigan Wolverines. So I'm kind of see how they match up against Hawaii as well. But this is a great start for Vandy, and I know they roll into this week playing Elon and then a ranked Wake Forest team. So it's kind of going to be fun to see where this program takes off to these next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I like Vandy a lot. I think this is what they needed. This is what Coach Lee needed. You know, starting off last year, winning only two games, losing to Eastern Tennessee State at home. You know, they're making this identity I think they need to make, which is the defense. Got two takeaways. They just look like they're flying around the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like you said, Mike Wright, I mean, he's basically their offense because he threw for 146, but he ran for 163. So he ran for more than he threw. He doesn't have, like, a great arm, but he's so much of an athlete.
Right.
That he's not gonna like, make the hard, tight window throws, but he's going to run around, and he can put some air up under it.
Right, he's not gonna throw a 70-yard bomb, but he's going to hit it to the receivers on good – routes, and the route combinations that Vandy did was very clean, easy routes where it's going to find guys open. And I really love the concept they put in going into Hawaii. I'm excited to see how they actually favor against a ranked Wake Forest team after Elon. So I mean, again, you're looking at Vandy, they come and beat Elon, you're 2-0. You have the record. You have
been 2-0 in a long time.
No. And then see if you know if they somehow beat a Wake Forest team. It's going to be, this might be a year Vandy finds a way to sneak bowling.
They might be able to do that. If they beat Wake Forest, I'm really going to be like up on high alert. They had 600 yards of offense. I don't know how good.
Where did that come from?
But what was it? I think. Well, they were barely favored, like 7.5.
7.5 points, and they won 63-10. And what's funny is a lot of people had Hawaii winning this game.
Yeah, it was in Hawaii.
Right.
There was only 9,000 people in the stadium, though.
Still, but, I mean, for Vandy, you know, getting to go to Honolulu, getting to play there, great atmosphere for the kids, and playing a team that they haven't normally beat in the past. Or, I mean, like you said, they lost East Tennessee State, then come in and beat Hawaii. So that's big for the Vanderbilt program. New logo, new team, new style. I'm excited to see it.
Maybe the new logo is what they needed.
It's probably. Like a haircut. It does look like a haircut. It looks like, you know, we went from, hey, we're shaggy a little bit, to we're clean cut, ready for business.
They went from, there's a new sheriff in town, to, hey, victory formation.
No doubt.
Their SEC opener is against Alabama. I don't think they win that.
No.
Just looking at the schedule, I could see them, honestly, I could see them. It's in Columbia, Missouri. They might be able to. But, like, I just.
And remember last year, Vandy, South Carolina was close.
I think they can beat South Carolina. South Carolina's at home, but, like, listen to this. I mean, when they get an SEC schedule, it goes Bama and then open, then Ole Miss, then Georgia.
Ouch!
They're going 0-3.
No doubt. But, again, if
it kind of softens up at the end.
But if they get those first four wins, you're looking for two wins in the SEC where you have Missouri, South Carolina in there. That's a chance you could sneak into a bowl game.
I wouldn't say that Tennessee's just going to walk away beating them.
No. Or Kentucky. It's going to be a fight. But.
No, Kentucky's going to smash them, bro.
Their football program now.
All right. This next one is a. We're going to do a new segment this year. It's going to call This Is My Hill to Die On. And Coach Holmes is going to do the honors of doing this week. So I'm going to die on this hill and tell him what your argument is.
Well, my argument, and I hear it all the time, Jimbo Fisher, good coach or all talk? And to me, I'm going all talk. And let me explain my reasoning behind this. 2 years ago, they had a Texas A&M team good enough to get in the playoffs. They didn't. But again, it's happened to multiple teams where they haven't gotten the playoffs, Auburn, Georgia, Ole Miss, where they've missed those opportunities and been so close. Well, just, you know, I did my numbers the other day looking at it. In Jimbo's first four seasons, let me read you all some coaches who have better records and have been paid less than him. You ready? Gus Malzahn has one more win than he does in his first 4 years. Mark Rich.
Mark, you said Gus Malzahn had more.
One more win.
Conference wins or total wins?
Total wins. Total wins. Conference wins, I didn't look that far, but total wins has one more. Mark Rich, I think, has two more. And this third one might shock you.
Don't say it.
Okay. Let me give you a hit. You ready?
Is it Joker Phillips?
No.
Brett Bielema?
No.
Will Muschamp?
He got fired. Let me give you a hint. Got fired within 2 years. Made the SEC championship in 2 years.
Oh, well, it's got to be a Florida coach.
It is.
Say his name.
Jim McElwain.
Jimmy?
Jimmy has more wins in his first 2 years than Jimbo Fisher. And then here's
Jimbo's getting all that money, though.
He is $9 million. And here's another thing. You know how many more wins he has than Lane Kiffin in his first 2 years?
How many?
One. They're paying $1.5 million more for that one win. Now, I'm sorry, if you look at it, it's $3 million more for that one win. And again, in my opinion, I think Lane adopted a worse team than what he adopted.
Yeah, because Kevin Sumlin had him going at least 8-4. And Jimbo's never been to Atlanta.
Right. Never been to Atlanta. Beat Alabama. I'll say he has done.
He did beat Daddy.
He did beat Daddy. And he found a way to beat Daddy. It was a chipper. And he did it with Auburn's third string quarterback.
Yeah.
But.
Isaiah Spiller and.
Yeah, you got to throw that in there, too.
A-train.
But his records, I think he only has one. 9-win season, but his records are in the Gus Malzahn range, 8-9 wins every year, and it's a deal to me.
Gus Malzahn beat Nick Saban
multiple times,
like 1 out of 3 years,
right? And he's only beat him once in 4 years. So this is my thing. I like Jimbo. Yeah, he won a national championship, but he's in the ACC. In my opinion, they only had to play Clemson that year and Auburn. So, but, you know, just looking at his.
They beat the hottest team, though. They beat Auburn 2013.
They did, and it was a good game looking at it. But his record at Texas A&M, 9-4, 8-5, 9-1, 8-4. And, you know, we can count COVID year. That would have been a 10 multiple win season. But. We're looking at a deal.
We got the brand new draft class, though. It's this year.
They
this
do.
Year.
And
this is the year.
Everybody keeps saying
this is the year.
I don't see it. I don't see it. Yeah, they got the number one class. That's great, but
we're calling it Texas A&M, Tennessee, and Atlanta this year.
I don't see it, man. I just don't see it.
I think the world would burn down.
I mean, think with Haynes King coming back, I mean, that's great, but I didn't really see the offense going with Haynes King.
Do you think
okay.
Kentucky gets to Atlanta before A&M?
Ooh,
that's a spicy take.
That is a spicy take. Mm.
Sriracha.
No, I don't. I don't see it. I don't think they have.
Because A&M's still a top five team as far as talent.
It is, and they are, but again, you're looking at having to play Auburn, Alabama, LSU, Ole Miss. I mean, and that was things about it. Like, they had a chance. They just beat Auburn. They had to beat Ole Miss and then probably have a shot at Alabama. And you beat Alabama.
Yeah, they did beat Alabama.
But they dropped the ball. And that is a typical Jimbo Fisher thing. Like, how many games have you been away from Atlanta? One. 2 years in a row. And, again, you beat the team you were supposed to beat.
Yeah.
But you haven't got over that hump. I mean, and looking at their schedule this year.
Well, I'm sure that he's got arguments. Like, last year he's playing with a third-string Auburn quarterback. Haynes King got hurt second game.
But you still, you have to recruit those kids. And
Calzada was like a three-star, I think.
I think it was a four-star.
I think he's a three.
Okay. I honestly could not tell you.
They beat Colorado. Barely, but
I mean, and here's the deal, they beat good teams last year.
I mean, they beat Alabama.
They beat Auburn. They beat I think they beat Arkansas. No, they lost to Arkansas.
Lost Ole Miss.
And they lost to Ole Miss. That's right. They beat Miss State. But looking at their schedule, and the things I see about it is, you know, you got Appalachian State. The game I'm excited to watch is they play Miami. And it's in Caulfield.
Ohio or the U?
The U.
Oh, okay.
And going against a new coach over there. And playing Arkansas again in AT&T Stadium, Miss State, Alabama. I'm excited to see South Carolina and them play. It's
why?
Well, one, see Spencer Rattler in that atmosphere. So
you'll see that before 10/22.
I agree, but I mean, looking at their schedule, they have the schedule to do it, but I don't see
to
go the distance. But I just don't see them doing it. And again, when has it come to A&M fans when you finally say, "Hey, we're paying this guy $9 million a year, and we still haven't got to the SEC championship"?
They do have a good little stepping stone. Like, they got Sam Houston this weekend,
then App State,
which is always a pretty good team.
Right.
Shout out to my Wolverine fans. Then Miami, which they're not the U, but a pretty good ACC team. 7-5, 8-4. Mm-hmm. Mario Cristobal's there.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
And that's a good – you know, I know A&M's won majority of these games, but you got a good Arkansas team coming up. This is going to be a good test battle for them. And then you got to go at Miss State, and then you got to go – to Alabama. And again, you know, I truly believe the whole recruiting thing was to hype this game up, to get views. I guarantee it'll be a CBS 2:30 kickoff type deal.
I think Alabama beats them.
I do too. I agree. I think Bryce Young lights them up and Will Anderson gets revenge.
I don't think it's out of the realm for them to go 3-3. I think Mississippi State's sneaky.
Mm-hmm. And they've always found a way to beat a team they're not supposed to beat.
Yeah.
They did it last year. They did it the year before that. So
the air raid's tricky to defend.
It is, and it's a deal where if they get the ball rolling, if they get the ball rolling on Miss State, it's very hard to stop. And again, they got beat last year.
I think, like, I know these A&M people are going to get pissed off, but we ain't losing to Mississippi State. It's in Starkville, and it could be a hangover game if you play Arkansas tight.
Right.
And it could, or you could also be peering over to Alabama. It's just on Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
You play Mississippi State at night, I mean, it can get kind of hostile in there. All of
them cowbells.
Rattling.
Man. So, and then you got to go to South Carolina. And I'll say this.
Texas A&M people pull the plug on them.
I don't know. I mean, you just got the number one recruiting class this year. You're still top five in recruiting right now. Does it become a deal where?
But you know, they're looking over at Georgia, like,
hmm.
He finally broke the seal.
Right. And I get it, but how long did it take Kirby?
He got hired there in, what?
I want to say it was, what, 17?
No, it wasn't 2017. I want to say 16 was his first year.
Okay, 16. So we're looking at four or five years. I mean, we're at year four.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he has any more someone players on his team.
Mm-mm. And this is all his guys. So we'll see how it goes.
So you don't think he's a good coach?
I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's worth $9 million.
Okay. Name. Do you think you can name four coaches in the SEC better than him?
I can name two. I think I can name. Let's see. I can name. I can
name. You name three?
I can name three. Nick Saban. Kirby Smart. And
don't do it to him. Who is it? I gotta know.
Are you sure?
I know who my answer would be.
Lane Kiffin.
No.
I think Lane Kiffin. Look what he's doing to Ole Miss.
I would say Mark Stoops.
I was thinking Stoops too, but he's changed the culture. He has done a great job. But I think Kiffin, in my opinion,
better X's and O's.
Better X's and O's.
Jimbo wears some glasses and little old glasses. He knows how to call the plays, man.
Again, it's just a deal where Jimbo is in the environment of SEC, and I don't think he can handle it. I'm excited to see this A&M LSU game. Him and Brian Kelly go at it. That's going to be a good game.
A lot of people are.
So, but I think he's a reach a little bit. We'll see if, you know, they can prove me wrong. Watch them win the whole thing this year. But in my opinion, I don't think Jimbo's worth $9 million.
Okay. We're doing our SEC predictions.
Yeah, you want to do SEC standing predictions?
We can do that.
All right, all right.
You want to write them down for me?
No, because I didn't bring any paper.
Loser. All right.
Here we go. We can do it. It's no big deal. We can do it.
We're going to run through the schedule?
You want to do SEC?
SEC schedule.
Let's do SEC standing predictions.
So who's going to finish first, second, third?
First, second, third. Let's start from last to up.
Okay.
Let's go starting with the West. No, let's go East first. Let's go East.
East is easy.
East is easy. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I think.
Who's your last?
I mean, it's got to be the Commodores. I like what they're doing. I know. You beat a D1 team 63-10. You know, there's no way they finish last. But it's SEC, even though it's SEC least. I just, you know, when they get the Alabama, Ole Miss, Georgia campaign, I think they finish last. I think it's just they need another year of talent, recruited by Coach Lee. They just, you know, the culture's there. I can see it. They've got a good cornerstone, and this is a game to look back and build upon and look at moving on to next year. I just think, you know, with them drawing Ole Miss and Alabama out of, you know, out of the West,
right?
I think it's just too tough for them. Okay. Possibly the two best teams in the West.
Okay. All right. I'm actually going to go with Missouri as finishing last, and Drinkwitz is let go.
Yeah. I was between Vandy or Mizzou.
I think Mizzou's just not there. I think Drinkwitz gets let go, ends up being a coordinator again at some SEC or ACC school, or ends up being an analyst somewhere in the SEC.
Goes to the Nick Saban rehab.
Could do that. I remember he was an Auburn guy at one time. Could end up going there, or it could end up.
No, he's going to go to UCF if he could.
Yeah, I think he'll go to UCF. I could see it.
Be Gus's stunt double.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah, I think so. Going up, or are we going over to the West now?
Yeah, let's go to West finishing last. Who do you think? I know this is a toughie.
I'm going to pick out. Oh. Man, I'm going to just have to go with my gut, say Mississippi State.
That's who I had to. I think Miss State is going to.
I think they're like a 7-5.
Right, and that's the thing. I think it's going to be a 7-5 deal where people are ready for them now. Like, you could see a lot of teams let their guard down on them and end up losing. That's what I feel like is going to happen with Mississippi State, is everybody's guard's going to be up. They know it's going to come. They're going to go get it. And it's going to end up hurting them. I do think they beat some teams, but they finished last.
All right. Moving back to the East. Where do you want? This is your radio.
Ah, man. I'm going to go Vandy. Vandy's going to finish the 1-4 last for the East. I want to say they sneak in, but they finished 5-7. Their only win in the SEC is against Mizzou. But that's huge for Clark Lee, because I don't think they've won an SEC game in 3 years.
Man, you are you really like them.
I do, man. I'm telling you, the concepts and everything, it looked very crisp. It looked very Coastal Carolina, which I think is what Vandy needed.
I think Mizzou finishes 6.
Okay.
So we're just flipping.
I
don't know. I think Mizzou's just got a little bit more talent. You know, they don't really make me giggle about anything. You know, they don't make the hairs on my neck stand up. There's just nothing about Mizzou I like. The offense is kind of stale, and then their defense just, I don't know, just has not been the same.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they had a disappointing year, and I think they only trend down more. 6 in the West. And I'm going to have to pick probably LSU.
That's who I had, too. I think it's going to take a couple years for Brian Kelly to get his players and the type of players he wants. Again, I don't see this Arizona State quarterback coming in being the dude who they think. Again, I think he's a good quarterback, but he's going to go up against a lot better system, a lot better defenses, and I think it's going to end up hurting them a little bit till he gets his quarterback and type of style in.
Yeah, I think it's just a culture change down there, him adjusting to that culture.
Mm-hmm.
That culture adjusting to him from Coach O.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've got him 6. 5th in the East, I got Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks.
Okay.
I think they do get better. I think they trend up.
Mm-hmm.
Saw some things I liked last year. I think it's just a talent thing.
Right. I'm going with the Gators. I think it's a deal where they really, you know, I know they got the Ohio State transfer. I feel like that locker room has to be one, and before they start trending and going up, they have to build the culture there. The culture's not there, and it's got to be set in stone. And I think we're going to see some up and downs with the Gators this year. There are going to be games where they're going to win that they're not supposed to, but I think they're going to lose some games they're supposed to win as well.
All right.
Who you got next for the West?
I'm probably going to go Auburn.
Yeah, I was thinking the same deal.
Just kind of a rocky offseason.
And
talent isn't where it should be for the Auburn Tigers. And
the coaching stuff that's going on, you know, losing the AD, there's a lot of stuff going on. I think they do these first 5 games for them are super important. If you're Brian Harsin, you got to win them all. You got to win all first 5 to have a chance to keep your job. I know a lot of people think after the season he's done no matter what. But I think if he ends up putting in a chance to go to the SEC championship, kind of like he did last year. I mean, again, we look at it. They were looking at playing for an SEC title if they beat Alabama, and then they end up losing 5 straight. So it's a deal where if he comes in and wins first 5 game, go in, compete against Georgia, then – I think you got a chance to keep your job.
He's got 2 hard back-to-backs after the LSU game that Georgia Ole Miss.
Mm.
Moving on, 5th in the East. No, we just said that. 4th in the East.
I'm going South Carolina.
Okay. That's where I put Florida. That's where we swap.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be South Carolina. I think having Spencer Rattler there and the culture Shane Beamer's bringing, the players really love him. Again, getting to a bowl game was huge for them, and they're getting players that other teams should end up getting, and they're hopping that fence. And I think this year they climb a little bit more.
I like Billy Napier. I think he did a really good job down in Louisiana. I don't think he lets them slip too far. He gets them on the right track. I don't think it's the season that the Gator fans are used to, like in Spurrier or Urban Meyer, but I think he –
It's been a while since that.
I think it gets them in the right trajectory.
Right. I can see that.
We're doing that. Fourth in the West.
Fourth in the West. I'm going with the Rebs. I think, again, this is going to be a year, you know, Matt Corral's not there. And I know you got the transfer from USC. But like I said, these quarterbacks that are transferring from other conferences, they're facing SEC defenses that are going to be fast. They're going to get after you. It's going to be better than what they've seen. And I just think with Paxton coming from USC, it's not going to be the speed he's used to. I think they end up losing some games. A big one, I think they end up losing to Arkansas for that spot.
Here we go. Mm. You convinced me. A&M. I think the wheels fall off.
Oh, man. Okay.
I think they. I think Haynes King doesn't get it done. I don't think they can win the big ones. I think Jimbo's grip gets too tight, and they lose control, and the wheels fall off. I don't think A&M does well, so I got them doing fourth.
Okay. I'm kind of with your pick a little bit. I see it.
Third in the least.
Oh, man. You're going to be shocked. I think you're going to be shocked.
If you say Georgia, we're ending the podcast right now.
It's not Georgia. I'm going Tennessee.
Really?
I think they're going to go up. You know, I think Josh Heifel's got them on the right track. I like Hooker as their quarterback. It's a deal where he is able to get the ball out, and he can hit the deep shot too. Again, they're putting up points, but the defense just isn't there. And when their offense gets stopped, they're not able to catch up. I see a couple teams beating them, and it ends up hurting them in the long run. I think they end up playing in a decent bowl game, Capital One, maybe an Outback Bowl, but I think they're going to finish third in the East.
All right. I see that, and I say the same thing.
Okay.
So third in the West, I'm going to go with Ole Miss.
Okay. I think we're going to flip-flop right here. I'm going to go A&M. And, okay. Again, I think they're going to lose some games where it's like, we're getting ready for Alabama. We've hyped this game up, and then, boom, they slip. Wheels come off. He can't get a hold of that steering wheel. It's downhill. So I can see that. And
we'll go 2-1 right here in the East.
Okay.
Second, I got my Kentucky Blue Wildcats.
That's who I got. And I love it. The football school, they've gone from being last to one before last to the second. Mark Stoops, I'm telling you, it's coming. I could see if this Auburn job gets bluted.
They're eating all bananas, all the skins.
Yeah. I mean, you got a quarterback that
– I don't think they can take down Georgia. I think
No.
Like last year, how that game was hyped up.
Oh, and Georgia
just ran into a brick wall.
Offense couldn't move at all. No. It was bad.
Because they want to pound the ball, and Georgia's
– they can't do it against those guys.
Like
and
then one, obviously, Georgia defending national champions.
I think they're back in it.
Yeah.
Again, having Stinson back, having a bunch of, you know, they didn't really have Pickens last year, but, you know.
But they got the tight end.
They got the tight end.
LSU that was out forever.
Right.
What was his name?
I think he's still left. I thought he got kicked off.
No, he's back.
He's back? Okay.
He's
and then they have the number one tight end room in the country. Their tight ends could play anywhere.
Eric Gilbert.
That's right. And then, you know, you got Brock, who is, in my opinion,
How was that dude at prom, like, 6 months before the
I know.
Season started? That is a grown man.
No doubt. His date, good Lord, I'm sorry for her. But, all right, 2-1 on the West.
Man, I think Cody snuck in.
Cody's probably hyped up right now. But I'm going the Razorbacks.
Yeah, man.
And number two. And here's the deal. It's a – one, you know, I won this game. I hop you, number two. I think they do lose some games. Again, teams they haven't beaten in a while. They haven't beaten Auburn in, I think it's 6-7 years. They haven't beaten LSU in a while. You know, they finally got off the track with A&M. They're, 1-9 in that series, or 1-8. But, you know, having KJ Jefferson back, losing your top wideout, but getting the transfer from Oklahoma helps out a lot.
Yep.
It's a deal where we can definitely see an Arkansas team starting to grind. I like Briles. I like Kendall Briles as the offensive coordinator. I think he does a lot of stuff his dad did at Baylor, and it's a deal where you're starting to see that. I won't be surprised if he ends up being a head coach after this year.
Barry Odom gets plucked, too.
Yep.
Barry
Odom's defense is, I'm telling you, Sam has done a great job of hiring great coordinators and had them take over.
Yep. And, of course, we got Alabama.
Alabama number one. I mean, we talk about it every year. And
they got the Heisman coming back. They got all these five stars coming back.
And But look what they replaced him with. Probably the fastest wide receiver in the country. A running back that was number one running back in the ACC. It's a deal where, oh, you left. We're just going to upgrade. So it's one of those deals with the transfer portal. You hate it and you love it. I kind of like Mike Leach deal where it's a deal of we should have a draft and for these transfer guys. And if they have, you know, we get to pick and snake order of who gets what player. I think it's a great idea. Like, okay, you want to come to SEC? Here are all these players you can pick from the transfer portal. Alabama, you and Georgia have been in the SEC championship game. You guys get two picks where a Vandy, a Missouri, all these other guys can get other picks.
Okay.
I like it.
Maybe that'll be the next topic. This is us signing off. Thanks for giving us a listen. We will see y'all next week.